Good day. I'm Anjui James Soyes with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, May 24. Coming up, government reaffirms commitment to protecting the rights of Jamaicans. Cabinet approves third telecoms license and Health Ministry to launch community leadership forum. The details after the break.
Residents of Maypen and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, May 28 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Tax Administration Department. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or by manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, May 28, 10 to 3 p.m. in Maypen.
Now the news. Business executive Donald Webby has been sworn in as the 13th government senator in the upper house. The group chief executive officer of Grace Kennedy Limited took the oath of allegiance during a brief ceremony prior to the sitting of the Senate on Friday. Mr. Webby chairs the Task Force on Tourism Contribution and Linkages and is the vice president of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ. Senator Webby was a senator and minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service from 2007 to 2009. He also previously served the PSOJ as a member of its Economic Policy Committee and Honorary Treasurer. Mr. Webby is the last senator to be installed in the upper chamber of the House. Cabinet has granted a mobile spectrum license to telecommunications company Symbiote Investments. This is the third license issued for the provision of mobile telecommunications service in the country. Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says Symbiote will have to pay $20.8 million for the use of the spectrum. The company will provide internet service in Jamaica. Minister Wheatley says the new company's entry in the market will translate into more choices and affordable packages for Jamaicans. This, he adds, will increase competition in the telecoms market, which is in keeping with the ministry's mandate of ensuring access to and affordability of telecoms services. It is expected that the granting of the license will promote development and improve the competitiveness of the sector, which will in turn empower the consumer and promote greater innovation. It is also anticipated that a number of Jamaicans will be employed by the company. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the government remains committed to protecting the rights of all Jamaicans and has been dealing with the matter at the bilateral and regional levels. The statement surrounds complaints by several Jamaicans about being mistreated by immigration officials at Trinidad and Tobago's Piarco International Airport after being refused entry to the country.
In a letter dated 27th of April, Minister Moses advised me of certain steps to be taken by his administration by the latest July 2016 to improve the situation at the Piarco Airport.
Senator Johnson-Smith was speaking in the upper house recently. She informs that a total of 326 Jamaicans were denied entry to the Twin Island Republic in 2015. Additionally, 113 Jamaicans have been denied entry to the country from January to March of this year. And the Ministry of Health will be launching a community leadership forum in the next few weeks. The forum will engage leaders of community-based organizations across the island to collaborate in the development of measures to fight vector-borne diseases. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton made the disclosure in an interview with JIS News while participating in the National Labor Day project at the Gregory Park Basic School in Portmore Monday. He says the leaders will be pulled together on a parish level for a conversation on actions to be taken and ways they can join forces with the government in its efforts. Meanwhile, Dr. Tufton reiterated his call for the public to take personal responsibility in caring for their environment and eradicating mosquito breeding sites to prevent the spread of vector-borne illnesses.
To prevent the spread is largely a function of citizens' action in their immediate environment. 70% of breeding sites are found in and around the home for the Aedes aegypti.
There have so far been 10 confirmed cases of the Zika virus in Jamaica. As part of the National Labor Day project carried out in sections of Portmore, a team from the Ministry of Health distributed brochures to community members and engaged them in talks about ways to clean up the environment and prevent mosquito breeding. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.